This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Pandemic.news update, February 26th. Mike Adams here. I just finished interviewing Professor Francis Boyle as I was hosting Infowars.com. And this interview kind of freaked me out. Even as the guy asking the questions, I was listening to Francis Boyle's answers and just sent shivers down my spine about where humanity is headed if we don't stop this death science industry and the deliberate engineering of biological weapons that are designed to destroy human organisms, that are literally designed to defeat human life. That's what they're built for. And Francis Boyle is one of the most courageous and knowledgeable experts that I've ever met. And he's with the University of Chicago Law School, is it? I may not be 100% correct about that. He's a law professor, and he is the author of a Biological Weapons Terrorism Prevention Act, or I don't know the exact official name, from the 1980s that was signed by the president after being passed by Congress. So this guy has been at the forefront of this for decades. And he told me some things that just are, I mean, to make me speechless, it's got to be something massive. And my goodness. Look, first of all, I will talk about it. I'll find the words here. But watch that interview. So the interview is from Wednesday. I believe it's February 26th. It is the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. You'll find the videos on band.video as well as brighteon.com. And it's myself interviewing Francis Boyle. And I think there are three videos because we did three segments together. And at least one of them was about the vaccines. And he said to me that the vaccine for coronavirus would be more dangerous than the virus itself. That's what he said. And he said specifically, he will not take the vaccine. So those are words from Francis Boyle. He will not be taking the vaccine. And I won't be taking it either, by the way. I'm not going to be putting that in my body because I don't know what's in it. And they're going to fast track the thing, which means they're going to have basically no quality control, no safety protocols, no real testing. I'm not going to take that vaccine. Are you kidding me? That would be insane to take that vaccine. He's not going to take it either. But I asked him some very important questions. For example, how easy is this to harvest and to essentially incubate and make into a new weapon? And his answer was, well, the universities have been replicating this for many years, if not decades. So essentially, he's saying it's not that hard. And my concern there is that maybe Iran or North Korea or even China or whoever is sort of harvesting this with the intention of deploying it in a form of aggression as a biowarfare weapon system against the United States. And in fact, I believe there's strong evidence that that may be underway right now. I can't prove it. I don't have any proof yet. But I think that this is already on the loose in America, and I would not be surprised if some anti-American forces, which might include traitors, deep state, you know, for all we know, the anti-Trump wing of the FBI may be deploying this right now. Who knows? I mean, the FBI is run by, at least part of it, run by a bunch of traitors who should be in prison. And the FBI has a history of running terrorism attacks against America so they can entrap, quote, terrorists, you know? So I wouldn't be surprised. I can't prove it. That's just conjecture at this point. But nothing, almost nothing would surprise me at the moment. But getting back to Francis Boyle, he was saying that the universities of America are the bioweapons terrorism factories. He says specifically the University of North Carolina is one that developed at least part of the strain of what is the current COVID-19 coronavirus. So I asked him, on the show, you'll see this in the video, I said, what is the government protocol for responding to a bioterrorism attack? If an enemy of America, for example, were to deploy a bioweapon in America, how does America respond to that? Do you escalate? Do you respond with different types of weapons? You know, if an enemy hits you with a bioweapon, do you respond with a nuclear weapon? You know, what's the protocol? I'm curious. And his answer, which frightened me, horrified me, he says, no, we've attacked ourselves. We built this thing, he said. We built it. So the weapon that's being used against the world right now is something that we created. That was his answer. And I'm not misquoting him. You can watch the videos yourself. In fact, we're going to transcribe those interviews because it's just so many bombshells. It's just one mind-blowing revelation after another. Oh, and by the way, then Professor Boyle said he reads the Natural News email newsletter and that he loves it and that he gets it every day and that it's part of his research. I was so humbled and just overjoyed that he would say that. I did not have any idea that he was reading the Natural News email newsletter. But if you'd like to read the Natural News email newsletter, just go to naturalnews.com and you can subscribe on the top right-hand corner of the website. And if you do subscribe, don't use Gmail, Yahoo Mail, or any Microsoft Mail, such as Hotmail. Instead, use protonmail.com to make sure that you get the emails, because those other services, from time to time, they block our emails on purpose just to mess with us, just to interfere with our business. You know, that's what they do. They're so evil, these tech giants. So don't use their email services. They're spying on you anyway, don't you know? Google, Gmail, it's just a giant spy machine. So probably not a good idea to use that anyway. But getting back to Professor Boyle, he says that it's time to shut down the BSL-4 and BSL-3 labs, and that it's time to arrest all of the scientists who are working in the, quote, death science industry. That's a big demand, but he's not wrong about it. He's not wrong. We probably should shut those labs. We probably should criminally indict the scientists who have been working on these death weapons for humanity, to kill humanity. If you work on technology to murder human beings that is self-replicating, that can't be contained, that's a crime against humanity. Now, I understand people who work on weapon systems that are, let's say, kinetic weapons. Yeah. Does our Navy need large guns? Of course we do, to defend ourselves. Do we need cruise missiles? Yes, of course we do. Do we need even nuclear weapons to defend ourselves as a deterrent? Yeah, absolutely, we do. I thank God for the United States Navy nuclear submarines just spooking around the oceans in the stealth of the deep, because it's a deterrent. If anybody tries to attack us, they know we're going to nuke the crap out of them. That's actually a good way to protect America. It works. I'm glad we have nuclear subs. But the difference is that nuclear weapons don't replicate. If you nuke some city, let's say, as has happened a couple of times, eventually the radiation goes away. It has a half-life. Different radioisotopes have different half-lives, of course. And some of the half-lives are quite long. Cesium-137 is 29 years or so. But eventually, after typically about 10 half-lives is what is conventionally stated about this, the radiation's gone. Like iodine-131 has a half-life of, I think, 7 days. So after 10 weeks, the iodine-131 radiation is over. It's gone. Whereas if you deploy a biological weapon after 10 weeks, it has doubled and doubled again and doubled again and doubled again. It's doubled 10 times. So it's, you know, 2 to the power of 10, bigger. So these are moving in opposite directions. You see how half-lives of radiation fall off over time, but the R-naught values, i.e. the replication of biological weapons, doubles with time and keeps doubling. I think those weapons those are crimes against humanity. And that's what Francis Boyle has been trying to shout about, in essence, although eloquently as a scientist. He's been trying to sound the alarm on this for decades. And he's absolutely right. The industry that produces those things is an industry of death. There is nothing good that can come from building weapons that destroy human life and self-replicate. They spread. You can't just drop a biowarfare agent in a city and program it to contain itself to that city. It breaks containment. It replicates. It multiplies. It goes into exponential growth curves. It hits innocent people, even more so than any nuclear weapon. I mean, every weapon of mass destruction hits some number of innocent people, but a biological weapon that self-replicates and spreads, it can hit, you know, 1,000 times more people than you intended to strike if you were releasing it as a weapon, you know, to try to hit a specific target. Yeah, it might kill your target, but it might kill 1,000 times more people all around the world who have nothing to do with your little stupid war. You're killing people in Spain. You're killing people in South Korea. You're killing people in Croatia. You're killing people in Brazil. You're killing people all over the world just because you wanted to release a weapon in whatever your target country was. You know, theoretically, we're talking about a possible theory here. Why should such weapons ever be developed or funded by taxpayer money? I mean, I pay taxes. You probably pay taxes. You can't get away with not paying taxes. They'll put a gun to your head if you try. So yeah, I pay taxes. I pay a lot of taxes. It makes me feel extremely angry that my tax dollars, some portion of the money that I sent to the IRS, is being used to fund the development of weapons to destroy humanity. If there were ever a moral or spiritual or ethical argument to not pay taxes, this would be it. I wish we could choose when we pay taxes. I wish we could choose where the money goes. Like, I'd like to pay taxes and have it build a wall on the southern border. How about that? Or yeah, I'll pay taxes to build another U.S. aircraft carrier. I like that idea because that's national defense. And it's a crazy world where China is building aircraft carriers like factory, on a factory scale. We could use more aircraft carriers. I'm not afraid to fund that, but I don't want my tax dollars going to build biological weapons that can replicate and murder innocent children in city after city, nation after nation, all around the world, in a chain reaction of death and suffering and blood vomiting. Why on earth is our government funding that with our money? That's an affront to humanity. It's an affront to our Creator, whose image in which we are created. I mean, if you think about it from a spiritual point of view, building a biological weapon is an antichrist technology. It's the opposite of life. It's the opposite of Jesus and love. It's death and suffering and pain and destruction and all those things. Why would I want to fund that? So Francis Boyle is a hero for humanity. And I urge you to watch these interviews, read the transcript. We will have them transcribed on naturalnews.com. The interviews will be available on brighteon.com as well as band.video. And I hope to get the chance to talk to Francis Boyle again. I admire Francis Boyle. I think that he's fantastic. I think that he is, I think he's courageous. I think he's a warrior for humanity. I think he has the best intentions for all of us. I think that he's just an amazing human being, and I'm honored to know him. And it's, I guess, one of the blessings in doing the work that I do is, even though I'm attacked by so many evil people, I find that I have much in common with so many amazing people. It's mind-blowing. The people that I meet doing what I do are just some of the most distinguished human beings on this planet. People like Alan Keyes. And many others who I encounter and sometimes interview and sometimes just meet privately or get to know privately, it's truly extraordinary. I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. And I feel that every day, not to get too sentimental here, but lately, as I've been covering this pandemic, I've felt truly angelic protection. Maybe it's your prayers. Maybe I'm doing what I was put here to do. Maybe it's a side effect of the humility that I feel every day, because I feel like I don't know why. Why was I, you know, given this knowledge or this capability? A lot of what I do just comes to me. It's not something that I feel even that I've created. Sometimes it's just divine inspiration or something. It's like there's a force above us that is handing me ideas and concepts and inspiration to take actions, to say things. And I feel almost, I don't know what the right word for it is, touched by a higher power. And for that reason, all I'm trying to do is serve God, serve life, serve the concepts of truth and freedom and human consciousness, quality of life, sustainability, you know, all these things. That's all I'm trying to do here. And time is very short, especially with this virus spreading around the world. Time is very short. I mean, for all of us, there's a risk that I could be killed by it. I think that risk is very low, but it's not zero. There's a risk that you could be killed by it. Any of us could, based on a variety of circumstances. So while I'm here and while you're here, we are all sharing this very important work. We work together with positive intention for life, to protect life, and to expose evil, and to stop evil, and stop destruction, and stop suffering, stop the lies and deceptions. And we do that through our podcasts and our videos and our website and many other means. So look, participate in this. Create an account on Brighteon.com. It's free. Upload your videos. You can just do podcasts like I'm doing, and you don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. Just do podcasts. You can upload them there. You can share your message with the world. You can inspire others. So I thank you for your support. I thank you for everything that you're doing to help us. HealthRangerStore.com is where you can purchase our products, lab-tested, clean, superfoods and supplements and much more. That's how you support us. And I will keep supporting you and keep supporting life for all of us. And check out the Francis Boyle interview. It's just mind-blowing. Check it out at Brighteon.com. I thank you for your support. Thank you so much. God bless you. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.